John chapter number 10 and verse number 11. Sa aklat tayo ng John. John chapter number 10, verse number 11. The Bible says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Kung tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, ako ang mabuting pastol. Ibinibigay o inialay ng mabuting pastol ang kanyang buhay para sa mga tupa. And so, sa chapter 10, maraming mga opinyon ang tao kung sino si Jesucristo. May mga nagsasabi, siya ay demonyo. Hindi nila tinanggap na siya ang anak ng Diyos na isinugo ng Ama. Hindi nila tinanggap na siya ay Diyos na nagkatawang tao. Siya ay demonyo, sabi nila. Yung iba naman, sabi nila, siya ay sira ulo. And some people considered him a devil, and some people considered him mad or crazy, a lunatic. But it doesn't really matter what people say who Jesus is. What matters is, what did Jesus teach us about himself? What does the Bible say about Jesus? So you could think that Jesus is just a good man, a good teacher, like so many people. He's a good prophet. But if you examine the scriptures, if you look at the Bible, Jesus is who he says he is, who he claims to be. Now, Jesus is speaking to Pharisees in John chapter 10. These were religious people. These were people who, if you can say it like this, got their act together. They're nice, they're prominent, they're wealthy, they're powerful people, but they're terribly misinformed concerning Jesus. They did not see him as the Messiah of Israel, the awaited Messiah that they longed for. In fact, they rejected him. So, sa chapter 10, ang kausap ni Jesucristo dito ay yung mga pareseo, yung mga religyoso na may pwesto sa lipunan, may kakayahan, may pangalan sila, kilala sila sa lipunan nila. At ang problema, hindi nila kinilala si Jesucristo bilang Messiah. Ang pananaw nila sa kanya, siya ay bulaang propeta, siya ay makademonyo, siya ay isang siraulo and crazy. And so, Jesus teaches us here that the hardest people to deal with about salvation are those who are self-righteous. Those who are religious even. They're the most hardest people to talk to about the Lord. They assume they know the Lord. They think they know Him, but they really don't acknowledge Him to be the Lord and Savior and Messiah and the Christ of God. They don't know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way. And in fact, if you ask them what are they trusting in to get them to heaven, most likely they would say, I'm trusting my church to get me to heaven, my religious background. I'm trusting my good works and my sacraments. And I'm trusting in what the saints can do for me or what others can do for me. I'm doing my best to get to heaven. I'm not a bad person. I'm not totally sinful. I'm just a half sinful person. And maybe I'm a totally good person. I'm okay. I don't need Jesus because I'm okay. I'm all set. That's what people say. That's what people do. Now, Jesus gives us two pictures of himself. He tells us that he is the door, and he tells us that he is the good shepherd. And what appropriate pictures. These are pictures that teach us about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way to heaven. He is the only Savior. There, you cannot get to heaven in any other way, in any other name, other than the name of Jesus Christ. He is the door. If you want to go to heaven, you must go through Him. You cannot go through the church. You cannot go through rituals. You cannot go through your parents, your friends, your any other place, any other person is inadequate to take us to heaven. There's only one door. There's only one good shepherd, the true shepherd, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And wala na pong iba pang kabulagan, katulad ng kabulagan ng ayaw tumingin kay Kristo Jesus. There's not a more blind man than a person who refuses to see Jesus Christ as the door and Jesus Christ as the shepherd. That is spiritual blindness, to be blind to the truth of who Jesus Christ is, to not see Him that as the only Savior. And so, dalawa ang punto ng chapter 10. There's two lessons in chapter 10 that Jesus is trying to get across to us. Number one, He's the only way to salvation. Number two, the Pharisees and everyone else who says that they are the way to salvation, they are thieves and they are robbers. And that's false teachers. And if you believe that you can go to heaven by your good works or your own self, you're a thief and a robber. And you will not be entering into the presence of the Lord. Because the only name given among men whereby we must be saved is the name of Jesus Christ. And so, ang karangalan ni Jesus bilang ating pastol, una sa lahat ay kinasihan ng Diyos Ama. Who made Jesus the Good Shepherd? Who installed Him to be our shepherd? Who elected Him? Who chose Him? Who ordained Jesus to be the Good Shepherd? Well, this is the work of God. Look at Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. Before we look at Jesus as the shepherd, I want you to know that it was God's plan to ordain Jesus to be the Good Shepherd. It was God's plan. This is God's salvation. You want to get saved God's way? Then you need to believe on God's appointed Savior. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 4. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 4. And no man taketh this honor unto himself. No man can appoint himself a Savior. But he that is called of God, except for him who was called of God, as was Aaron. Verse 5, so also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. So Jesus was appointed by the Father, just like Aaron was appointed to be the high priest in Exodus. Jesus is appointed to be our Savior, our high priest, Redeemer. He is the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, the one unique, eternally begotten Son, Jesus Christ. There's only one Christ. It's Jesus Christ, and only one Savior. Wala nang iba pang pangalan ang maaring maging para sa tao ang kanyang tagapagligtas, maliban lang sa Panginoong Jesucristo. And so, if you're trusting in Jesus alone for salvation, will you worry about performing a ritual? No, you're not going to worry about performing a ritual or performing a religious ceremony. That has nothing to do with salvation, you see. And so, if a person says, I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior, but I need to wear this necklace to ensure that I am saved. Now, does that person really have faith in Jesus Christ alone? No. Why?
Kasi kung talagang nagtitiwala ka kay Kristo, hindi mo na inaalala ang kaluluwa mo kung saan pupunta yan kung wala kang kwintas na binasbasan ng simbahan o ng iglesia.
Do you understand what I'm saying? If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that means you don't have to worry about lighting a candle so your prayers could be heard by God. You understand that? You can pray directly to the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, you see. That's saving faith. That's true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not mixed. It's not, I'm going to believe and I'm also going to do. That's not salvation. I'm going to believe in Him, but I'm also going to pray to Mary or to this saint or to that saint. I'm going to trust in Him, and I'm also going to call on Joseph, you know, or Michael, the archangel. Come rescue me. No, that's not full salvation. That's not full faith and confidence in Jesus Christ. That's faith in Jesus and religion. Well, that's not salvation. There's only one door, and that is Jesus Christ. Look at Romans chapter 3, verse 25. Romans chapter 3, verse 25.
Isa lang ang tinakda ng Diyos upang maging ating kaligtasan.
There's only one name God appointed for our salvation. Romans chapter 3, verse 25 says, whom God hath set forth. Did you see that? Romans 3:25. Whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation or payment through faith in His blood. God set forth, God advanced, God points to one person and His blood sacrifice to forgive us of our sins. And so, siya ang inialay o itinalaga ng Diyos bilang handog na pantubos sa pamamagitan ng kanyang dugo na mabisa sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya. Oh, God appointed one Savior. Not Jesus and church, not Jesus and the saints, not Jesus and me. It's not even Jesus and me. It's not I'm gonna do my best. It's not even Jesus and me. It is only Jesus alone. You don't have the power to save yourself. You don't have the strength. You don't have the capacity. You are a sinner, and the only way you can be saved is by receiving Him alone, trusting in Him, calling upon Him, and reaching out to Him by faith, calling upon the name of the Lord to forgive you and to have mercy. And you know what? When you call on the name of the Lord, and you understand that He is the Savior, and you are a sinner, and you want to believe in Him, and you receive Him for who He is, I want you to know something. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. You can become a son of God by receiving Him. You see how simple and clear and powerful, simple faith is in Jesus Christ? It's biblical. Number two, ang kapangyarihan ng salita ng mabuting pastol. I want you to know in John chapter 10, the power of the words of the good shepherd. Let's look at John chapter 10, our main verse, verse number 11. John chapter 10, verse number 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And so, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Pinakikinggan ng tupa ang boses ng pastol. Now, I don't know a lot about farming and sheepology. I'm not sure about how to deal with sheep and animals and that. But I can imagine the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. So that if a stranger And it's funny how a stranger can walk up to the animal and say, "Come here." And the animal doesn't pay attention to the stranger. But when the boss, when the master says, "Ah, doon, yan, doon sumasama na yung mga hayop," na narinig nila yung boses, yung tinig ng kanilang amo. And so Jesus is saying that there's power in His word, that the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd. They recognize it. They acknowledge Him. Every other voice is false. There's only one good shepherd, and everybody else who's trying to grab your attention is false. And so the voice of religion says, "Try your best. Do your best." That's the voice of religion. The voice of religion. You have to suffer. You have to endure suffering in your own body. You must do works of penance in order to receive salvation. But the voice of the shepherd, he said this, "I lay down my life for the sheep." What does the sheep have to do? Nothing. I am the one who works. I am the one who lays down my life. I am the good shepherd. Not you, not the Pharisees, not the religious crowd. There's only one good shepherd. Look over in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. "Everyone who's saved and born again, everyone who knows the Lord, they know the Lord as the good shepherd. They trust in Him. They listen for His voice. They look to Jesus for encouragement and for help and for deliverance and for guidance. We don't go to the internet for guidance. We don't go to the TV preacher for guidance or the radio preacher for guidance. We don't go to the magazines for guidance. We don't look to other things for guidance and counsel and help and deliverance. We go to Jesus. Jesus' voice is sufficient." 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 27. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. "But the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you." What is that anointing? Well, it's the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, guess who moved into your life? The Holy Spirit of God. It's the Holy Spirit who lives in the Christian. Now, what does he do? "Well, the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in Him." Let me tell you something. If you're saved and you're born again and you know the Lord is your Savior, you have the Holy Spirit of God living inside of you, and He will teach you. He will guide you. You don't need a teacher, a man teacher, a woman teacher to lead and guide you. You need the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit of God living inside of you to open up your eyes when you read the Scriptures, to illuminate the truth. And He guides us into all truth. Kaya hindi ho pwedeng lokohin ang Kristiyano. Pwedeng lokohin ang tao. Pero ang hindi ligtas. Pero ang tunay na ligtas, naririnig nila ang tinig ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Meron silang banal na Espiritu ng Diyos sa kanilang puso, sa kanilang buhay, para maging gabay para sa kanila. And so, you have that anointing, ang kapangyarihan ng salita ng mabuting pastol. And Jesus describes it. Look over in John chapter 10. Jesus describes how that, verse number 16, John chapter 10, verse 16. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. They shall hear my voice. That's future tense. That includes us, by the way. We are of that fold that wasn't there in the first century. But God's gathering us up eventually into that new Jerusalem that He can be our shepherd for real, not just in theology and in prospect, but in reality. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Now, when do we hear the voice of the Lord? Do we hear it in our heads? Like some people say, well, I hear the voice of the Lord leading me to sin, you know, or leading me to leave the church, you know, leading me to contradict the word of God. If you're hearing voices in your head, you need a checkup. You need a checkup from the neck up. If you're hearing voices, okay? God doesn't lead us through voices. He gives us verses. You pray, you say, Lord, I want your guidance. Speak to me. Oh, then here's how He speaks to you today. He uses the word of God. Are you listening to the word? Or maybe you're looking for a thief and a robber and a stranger, you see. This is the word of God. This is how God leads us today. And so the voice of the shepherd's powerful. Powerful. Number three, Jesus is the door. Look at verse number 9. John chapter 10, verse number 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. That's any man. Anywhere, anytime. As long as you truly want to desire to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you understand who He is, you understand what He did for you. He died, bore all of our sins upon Him. He was buried under the power of death for a short time. And then He rose victorious, conquering death, canceling our sin, and covering it with His blood. Ascended into heaven, intercedes for us, for everyone who believes in Him, you see. And then return. He'll be returning to judge this world. Oh, if you know the Lord, you know Him, you are not looking for a judge. You are looking for your heavenly friend, the one who loves your soul, the one who laid down His life for you, you see. He is the door. Ang pagpasok sa Kanya ay sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya at kasama doon ang kapangyarihan ng banal na Espiritu ng Diyos. Right? So, bakit yung iba ligtas, yung iba hindi? Dahil wala silang espiritual na buhay na ibinahagi sa kanila ng banal na Espiritu ng Diyos. The Holy Spirit of God did not convict them. Maybe they were emotional. Maybe they think that they would desire heaven. But they've never been convicted by the Holy Spirit of God concerning the need for a Savior, concerning their sin, you see. And so without the power of the Holy Spirit, you cannot be saved. Even if you want it. You understand? But if you truly do believe on the Lord, the Holy Spirit does a work we cannot see. The Holy Spirit does a work we cannot explain. He comes in and He brings life and spiritual life in the heart of a repentant believer. A repentant believer. So we enter the door by faith. We don't bring our good works. We don't bring our righteousness. We have none of that. We don't bring to God what we want. We come to Him a sinner that is hell-bound, a sinner that is condemned. We come to Him in filthy rags. And we knock on the door. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, let me in. And you know, whosoever believes in Him shall never perish. Does Jesus Christ ever cast away those who come to Him by faith? He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Hindi ho tinataboy ng Panginoon ang sino mang lumalapit sa Kanya.
Oh, but you have to come to Him. Kasi walang makakapasok sa langit kung hindi nila kinikilala na si Jesucristo ang pintuan ng langit.
You'll never go to heaven without acknowledging Jesus is the door. There's only one way, through Jesus Christ.
And then the last point here is He is the shepherd. Jesus is the shepherd.
Now, ang larawan ng pastol sa Bible ay napakaganda.
And one of the most personal and powerful pictures of God is that He is the shepherd. The one who cares. The one who provides. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Ang ibig sabihin ng want, kulang. Wala akong kakulangan. Wala akong pangangailangan. Bakit? Kasi ang panustos nanggagaling sa Panginoon.
Can you say that? The Lord is my shepherd?
Oh?
I shall not want. What does He do? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He provides things that will nurture me spiritually. That's the Lord, my shepherd. He provides for me, yes, physical needs, but more importantly, spiritual nourishment. Yes, He brings me to still waters.
Yung still waters, para siyang ilog na taimtim.
Still water, so you can drink and refresh yourself. You're not wore out and harangued. You're not fussy. Then He restores my soul. You know what a restored soul is?
Parang lapis. Pag ginamit mo yung lapis, tapos na ano yung pag ginamit mo yung lapis, tapos na, ano yung naputol? Naputol siya. Anong kailangan gawin? Tasahan ang lapis, no? Para magamit ulit. Yun ang restore. Dati, ito yung buhay natin. Tapos, nabali tayo sa kasalanan. Kinukuha tayo ng pastol at rene-restore niya tayo para magamit tayo ulit.
And so that's what God does. He's the shepherd. This is what He does. And there's more. Look at Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Here's another powerful shepherd picture in the Bible. Isaiah chapter 40. This is who God is. This is who Jesus is, the good shepherd. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 11. Isaiah 40 verse 11. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. He shall feed His flock like a shepherd. Oh, that means He'll take care of you. He'll feed you. You'll be satisfied with Him. He shall gather the lambs with His arm. Oh, His mighty arm. He takes the young ones, the weak ones, the ones who can't defend themselves, the ones who are lost, the ones who are wayward sometimes. He takes His arm. He brings them up to Himself and carry them in His bosom. Oh, the times when Jesus carries us and carries them in His bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. And so the Lord leads us. He shows us where to go. He shows us what to do. That's our loving shepherd. Look at Ezekiel chapter 23. Here's another picture. A biblical picture of the shepherd. Ezekiel chapter 23. That's why we sung Psalm 23. Because we want our minds to focus on the shepherd. Look at Ezekiel chapter 23. And verse 34. Ezekiel 23 and verse 34. Thou shalt even drink it and suck it out and shalt break the sherds thereof and pluck off thine own breast, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord. Wait a minute.
Where am I? Ezekiel 23:34. Ah, that's not the verse. And then what a shame. It was such a beautiful verse that I found too. Well, I'm gonna have to correct this. Pero nilagay ko naman sa Tagalog. So babasahin ko sa Tagalog. What was that? Okay, so Ezekiel 34. Okay, so I did that classic mistake of inverting numbers. Okay, whoever typed up my notes is fired, okay? I am the one who type up my notes. So I'm fired today. Ezekiel, what is it? 34? Verse 23. Ah, yes, that's the one. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, he shall be their shepherd. So there, God appointed us to have one shepherd, and that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hindi lang siya nag-aari sa atin bilang ating Panginoon, siya ay nag-aalaga sa atin bilang ating mabuting pastol. So Jesus is not just interested in redeeming us and in ruling and reigning over us. You know, Jesus is interested, and he's interested in taking care of us, in nurturing us, in bringing us along. He's interested in taking care of us as a shepherd. Isipin natin na inialay ng pastol ang kanyang buhay para sa mga tupa. Can you imagine the good shepherd laying down his life for sheep? If the wolf showed up, a true shepherd would take up his staff and whack the wolf. But a hireling would say goodbye. You're not worth it. I'm out of here. They didn't pay me to do this. But Jesus is our shepherd. He gives his life for the sheep. Maunawaan ba natin ang kadakilaan ng ating mabuting pastol? Can you even wrap your head around this truth that God Almighty would become a man to die for us? Who are we that God Almighty would die for us? That's the Good Shepherd. That's why he's the Good Shepherd. Matitikman natin ang langit dahil natikman ng Panginoong Jesucristo ang kamatayan. The reason why we can taste heaven and enjoy heaven is because Jesus is the Good Shepherd who tasted death for every man. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Oh, the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd, and the only way to heaven is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only way. Pastor, hindi ako sure. I'm not sure if I'm born again. I'm not sure if I'm saved. I don't know for a fact that Jesus is my Savior. But I'd like to take Him as my Lord and Savior. I'd like to trust in Him. I'd like to believe in Him alone. I want to do away with false teaching, do away with false belief. I'm not trusting anything else except for Jesus only. If that's your heart, if that's truly your heart, you can receive the Lord as your Savior. He died for you. He was buried. He rose again from the grave according to the Scriptures, so that you can know Him as Shepherd, the Good Shepherd. Will you receive Him? Will you take Him? Pastor, pray for me. Hindi ako sure. Pakitaas ng kamay. All right? Very good. Sino magsasabi, Pastor, kilala ko si Jesucristo. Alam ko, siya ang pintuan at siya ang mabuting pastol ng aking kaluluwa. Pakitaas ng kamay. God bless you. That's good. That's good. Sa mga nanonood, kung kailangan nyo ng biblical studies o pag-aaral o gusto nyong matuklasan ang Panginoong Jesucristo bilang tagapagligtas, di sumampalataya ka sa Kanya ngayon. Huwag kang maghintay. Tumawag ka sa Kanya at sabihin mo sa Kanya na ikaw ay makasalanang tao, nangangailangan ng tagapagligtas. At kung umasa ka kay Jesucristo, alang-alang kay Jesus, patawarin ka ng Diyos, tatanggapin ka niya at bibigyan ka niya ng buhay na walang hanggan at kapatawaran ng iyong mga kasalanan, kapayapaan sa iyong buhay, sagot sa iyong mga pananalangin, hindi dahil sa iyo, kundi dahil kay Jesus Christ. You need to believe in Him, trust in Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful truths of Jesus being the door and the shepherd. We certainly relish and enjoy the truth that He takes good care of us, or that He watches over us, that He leads us and guides us. Father, what a joy it is to know that at the end of this life, we have a bright future ahead of us because of our shepherd. We thank you for that, Lord. We ask that you would help us share that truth with others, that they too might come to know Jesus as the true Savior, Lord, and God. And we love you and ask that you help us now in Jesus' name. Amen.